Hold on, hold on a second. Tell me again, what did you say you want for your birthday?
For my cake.
Yeah, for your cake. What kind of cake do you want?
I want a lemon cake. And with yellow icing. And then for the sprinkles, I want white sprinkles. Shaped as love hearts.
So, lemon colored cake with white sprinkles.
No! A lemon cake. Taste lemon.
Oh, a tasting of lemon.
Yeah.
With lemon juice and lemon zest in it?
No. Just a little taste of lemon in it. Because I want a lemon cake with yellow icing. On top of it, and at the bottom, and then I want white love heart shaped sprinkles all over it.
Right.
And the cake has to be shaped like a star.
The cake to be shaped like a star.
Yes.
Oh my goodness! We'll have to get a very big cake and cut it into the shape of a star then. Will you do a drawing?
No, because I can't do stars.
Pardon?
I can't do stars.
You can't do a star?
Yes.
You can't draw a star? Are you trying to trick me?
The way I draw stars is diamonds. And I don't want a diamond cake, I want a star cake.
And the difference between a diamond cake and a star cake is very important. How on earth would I be able to tell the difference between a diamond cake and a star cake?
A diamond cake is just as drawing it. You do a triangle, but without a bottom. And then you do an upside down triangle, joining onto it. Joining onto it. That's how you make a diamond.
Okay, I got clear about a diamond one. I think I could probably do a diamond one myself.
I want a diamond one.
Okay, so what you want is a star. Do I go out into the sky tonight and have a look up and...
Dad!
How am I going to do a star? I mean, what's a star look like?
Cut it into a star shape.
Do I get a book where there are stars and cut... Well, what shape is a star? That's, I suppose, my main problem.
Ask Mom.
Well, it's not like the moon, I can tell you that. It's definitely not round like the moon. Or a crescent like the moon. All right, okay. But look, I'm just telling you, I've never been to a star. I just have never actually gone up in the sky and landed on a star and seen what its shape...
Dad, I haven't either. And you see me, I know the shape of a star.
Well, how did you find out the shape of a star when I didn't? I mean... Did you do it at school?
No! And I know the exact cake in my head. And I can't... And I bet you're thinking, well, why don't I just stick my hand into my mouth or pull out the cake and show it to you?
Actually, that's a very good idea.
No! I can't!
Oh. Is that because your hand isn't long enough?
Dad, you missed the super value.
We're going to a different super value.
And Dad, even if I did that, it wouldn't work. Because your brain, it is so... You wouldn't even recognize a star. A star when you saw it. If you saw a star, you wouldn't recognize it.
Well, I tell you what I'm going to do tonight. I'm going to go out in the dark... And I hope it won't be anyway cloudy. And I'm going to look up and see what a star looks like. And then I'm going to draw it.
You are just going to see a diamond.
How do you know?
I want a star.
How do you know what I'll see when I look up into the sky? Maybe some stars are different than others. Maybe not all stars are the same.
You're so crazy.
Or what about Venus? But that's not really
a
star,
want
is it?
Venus.
Okay. Do you want Saturn? All right, I'll just have to go and find it out myself. I know what I'm going to do, though. I'm going to get one of your own storybooks, and I'm going to see how they draw stars in the storybooks, and then I'm going to draw it. Hey, shall we make the cake together? Shall we? And we get Megan to join in. Are we... All right. Okay, we'll change the subject. Let's change the subject.
About what's my party going to be like, and not about the cake.
Okay, tell me what your party is going to be like. If you could design your party yourself, right? If you were a party designer, right, or a party organizer, and you were given the job of organizing a party for a girl who was going to be 7, what would you organize?
I want loads of sweets. Hundreds, billions, trillions, all kinds, but not toffee.
No toffees?
No.
I love toffees. No toffees.
No toffees.
I suppose yours will be all chocolate, will they?
No. I want jellies, jelly tarts. Jelly babies and...
I know what you won't have.
What?
You won't have any mints.
Oh, and I want mints. Loads of them.
You want mints?
Yeah.
You never eat mints.
I do. I want loads of mints and I want loads of crisps.
What did you say?
Crisps.
Oh, yuck.
And I want loads of chocolate.
Yuck. Thank goodness you don't want any chewing gum.
And last, that's disgusting. Is the best of all, every flavour of chewing gum.
No, you don't want chewing gum.
Yes, I do.
I tell you what, if you have chewing gum, I'll put them all in your bed. Then you can stick to the bed.
Yes. Then I can just eat it all up.
And what about, I suppose you want bubble gum as well? Well, the things I can tell you that you haven't mentioned, that you've completely forgotten.
Oh, and I want loads of marshmallows.
Oh, marshmallows now, are we?
And I want lollipops.
Oh, marshmallows and lollipops. I tell you what you haven't mentioned,
what?
And you're definitely not getting them now. Too late. Gobstoppers.
I don't want them.
Licorice, all sorts.
Ew.
See? And those long snaky things with long tails, whatever they're called.
Jelly snakes.
Is that what they're called? You're not having any of those. And
thank goodness,
you're not having any chocolate eclairs.
What are they?
They're a mixture of toffee and chocolate inside them. Into sweet wrappers?
Yeah, and then put them into sweet wrappers.
But what kind of sugar will you have with my brain?
I want all kinds of sweet sugar with it.
I thought you were going to say butterscotch sauce. Brain with butterscotch sauce on top of it.
Oh, and then loads of maple syrup.
Maple syrup?
Yes.
You know I don't like maple syrup. Oh, I suppose, yes. Oh, clever clogs. Get the brain out. The brain will love the maple syrup, so the brain won't go back in my head, I suppose. Okay, at least then I won't have to put up with the difficulties of carrying around a very heavy brain in my body.
Oh, and Dad?
Yes?
You are the one who's the supposed to organize all the sweets.
I am?
Yeah.
No, I'm concentrating on the ice cream. I only thing I'm paying any attention. You
guys. Dad, there's no ice cream in my party.
Well, you might not want ice cream at your party, but I certainly want ice cream at your party.
I won't let you.
Why not?
Because I don't want ice cream.
All the other girls. Are there going to be girls and boys at your party?
Yes.
Boys love ice cream.
Hey, I'm just inviting one boy.
Well, he loves ice cream then. His favourite ice cream is sea salt ice cream.
What's his name?
I'll tell you later. He's a surprise guest.
Tell me his name.
No.
Tell me his name.
He's a prince. He's a prince.
His name is Andrew.
Prince Andrew. I know.
No, he isn't a prince. Inviting one boy. And there's going to be no ice cream at my party. Whatever you say.
Well, I tell you what. Andrew might pour jelly over your head at your party. Because he wants ice cream. I bet you he does.
I'm telling Mom on you.
What are you going to tell her?
I'm going to tell her that you're being mean about my party and choosing what you want at my party instead of me.
Look, what's the point of having a child if I can't have nice things at her birthday party?
That I don't want.
Can't you let other people have what they want?
But what if they don't want it?
Do you think I'll have to eat all the ice cream myself? What would be so wrong about that?
I can hit you with a golf ball.
Well, what good would that do you? Hey, what about a golf ball filled with chocolate? And then people bite into it and chocolate squirts out all over their face. What about that for a sweet?
What if I make you swallow a coin?
Oh, chocolate coins? That could be another thing. Okay, we better go inside. Hey, we've come to the wrong place. We were meant to go to the supermarket. Back into the car. We gotta go again.